Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
In this month of February, Streaming Things is brought to you by Chester Copperpot, David Malfara, Rabbit Dog in a Barbie Car, Jose Ruben Cruz Rodriguez, Thomas Alexander, Emmy, Valerie, Stanton Valentino, Crystal Trujillo, John Collins, Ghost, Andrew Gray, Jen Robinson, Kate, Chloe Richardson, Kalisha Reeves, Kiki Newton, Kevin Strother, Jeanette Murphy, Casey McCain, and the one and only Enza.
Welcome back. My name is Chris.
I'm Andy.
And I'm Steve.
And this is Streaming Things Question Mark Edition. Our beloved fans and patrons and what have you have cooked up some mad chemistry. What's the word? Some alchemy, if you will, but in audio form for some sort of bonanza, if you will. I don't know what's going on. Suzanne is here with us. Suzanne, explain what the hell is going on and why am I tied up?
Hi, guys. You are tied up because we are having a Streaming Things Jeopardy trivia game.
Awesome.
Ooh. Grand prize is, of course, a handy.
It's going around. We manifested handies as a prize.
We could think of nothing better.
I love it so much.
So some of the patrons put together a list of questions. We've got five categories, very similar to how you guys have done trivia in the past. I guess for figuring out who is going to go first, we would like to see you guys do some rock, paper, scissors.
Okay.
Oh my.
How do you do it? Three-way rock, paper, scissors?
Well, you have to
hold it up to the camera like this.
Okay.
Or do we do a tournament
style? You have to do tournament style. That would be the only way.
So like...
Unless someone had paper and there was two rocks, but that's probably not going to happen.
What if we all do the three and then whoever,
we can try that chaos.
We can see like if someone gets eliminated, then they're just gone. And then it goes to the other okay. Two left standing.
All right, let's just do it.
Now, your rhythm is, of course, the universal rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Right? Yes. Okay.
You go on shoot.
Every now and then you get a guy that's like, no.
Paper.
Like, in England, they go like paper, rock, cuttings or something. It's fucking...
Paper, rock, Brexit, shoot.
Brexit. Bangers, mash. Okay.
All right, ready?
Yeah. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Oh, Andy deliminated us both. Okay. All right, Andy got us both. Andy goes first then.
Wait, no. His rock crumbles, destroying your scissors, leaving mine to cut up the pebbles.
Don't bring up this South Pole logic to me.
Okay. No offense to Antarctica.
All right. Okay. So I'm first. What's happening here?
That was a South Pole joke.
All right. So do you guys need to know the categories, I suppose?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. They are the Upside Down, Post Shenanigans, Crossing Swords, Delving Deep, and Movie Mayhem.
Delving Deep.
This is awesome. Okay.
So I pick a category?
Yeah, 1 through 500, I assume, right?
What do each of these mean?
You got to find out the hard way, baby.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
Okay, let me take Delving Deep for 100.
Delving Deep for 100. In Rings of Power, Episode 2, Adrift, this old-school 80s game was referred to when mentioning the plight of Dilly's father traveling with a broken ankle.
Okay.
This old-school 80s game was referred to when mentioning the plight of Dilly's father. Oh. Ooh, that's a hard one. That's a 100.
That is a 100.
Oh, my gosh.
Can we turn the screen so I can see the... We can deal with that in a second.
Yeah.
Okay. This game was... 80s game was referenced. Oh, my God.
In Rings of Power, Episode 2, Adrift, but that helps you not at all. This old school 80s game was referred to when mentioning the plight of Dilly's father traveling with a broken ankle.
Dilly's father. We all remember Dilly's father.
We do. Mm-hmm. Remember he has his ankle broken?
Old school 80s game.
What will we have brought up?
Probably 80s. Something to do with the broken ankle.
Probably not. We're going to find out how we don't know our own show very well, very quickly. We just black out and say shit.
I edit the episode, throw it out to the world, never listen to it again. People message us all the time, like, remember when you said this in minute 4 of episode 2? And it's like, no.
What is Twister?
Wrong.
Oh.
Okay.
Do we do steals?
Yes, let's do steals.
Okay, well, I'm not stealing because I don't know this one and I don't want to start off a negative.
No, I'm not stealing.
Okay, yeah, I don't know this one. So what do we got?
The Oregon Trail.
Oh, I do remember that. That makes sense. Oh. That makes sense.
Okay.
It does make sense, and I promise y'all we're there.
All right.
That was a good start. Thanks for taking that. Now I'm glad I didn't win the rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah.
I almost said rock, paper,
so now does it go like clockwise? Is that?
Yeah,
it
goes Steve.
So it goes to me? All right. Let's see. I'm going to do the Upside Down for 100.
Upside Down for 100. In the Stranger Things trivia game episode, Andy and Chris are stumped by several music questions. One answer is this artist, a very colorful and successful musician in the 80s, who also appeared on another movie soundtrack.
You're so lucky for that one.
I am. Can I answer, who is Cyndi Lauper?
Yes! A+, +100.
Yeah! That's one of my favorite episodes of the show, is that one.
It should be. You worked for many weeks on that.
I worked very hard on that. I'm going to like move my stuff around because I'm in like a really awkward position to man the camera here.
Position.
All right. So I get to keep going, right?
Yes.
Oh, let's keep doing the upside down for 200. Let's let it roll.
Finish this line from Stranger Things 2, Chapter 6, The Spy. Breakfast at Murray's serves nothing but vodka seltzers, eggs, and hash browns. Nothing but... ...
Oh, man. Breakfast at Murray's serves nothing but vodka seltzers, eggs, and hash browns. Nothing but...
What's that Italian dish he was cooking?
It wouldn't be that because we wouldn't have seen
wouldn't be breakfast.
Number 4 yet at that
point. Oh, yeah. Duh,
so it wouldn't be that.
That was an allusion to this.
What is manners?
So close. The answer is, oh, shoot. I forgot. You guys,
I wasn't
going to
steal.
Yeah, I wasn't either. What was it?
Well, you can't steal now.
The truth.
Nothing but the truth.
I knew it was something like that.
All I could think was his weird pull-out joke.
Yeah, he does have
a weird... I was trying to work that
that's
in.
That's why I went nothing with manners.
Pulling out. Shame well, glaze.
Well, my apologies. I forgot about the steal.
That's okay.
No, honestly,
negative points.
It's just like a normal Streaming Things Jeopardy game. President's Day all over again.
Yeah, I was going to say, just like I think anytime we do a Jeopardy game, there's usually one round where it's like, oh, I didn't let you guys steal. Sorry.
It's the first time all three of us get
Suzanne,
to play,
that's
though.
Perfect. Yeah, that's true. All right. Chris, it's your turn.
All right. Now. I want to see, what do we got here? Host Shenanigans, Upside Down.
Got Host Shenanigans, Upside Down, Movie Mayhem, Delve Deep, and Crossing Swords.
I'm going to go Movie Mayhem for 100.
In the Directors and Their Cuts episode, one of the hosts says AMC stands for this.
God.
These are so, we're the worst people to do this quiz.
We just, I literally black out and Steve has to make the episode make sense.
AMC stands for.
I don't even remember the directors and their cuts.
That was when we were talking about, like, Ridley Scott has a director's cut of Blade Runner.
Okay. We were talking about I don't remember that we did this.
We did it in November of 2021.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was during the most recent revival of the show.
AMC stands for, was I trying to joke for what it actually stands for?
Are you the host in question?
I would assume.
Somebody was being funny. There's your hint.
All right.
So it was not an attempt at what it actually stands for.
And that's another clue. It actually landed this joke. It actually was funny.
So it wasn't me then. Might have been Andy mumbling it in the background.
Ah, classic Andy mumbling.
I'm gonna have to say
tearing the house down silently. Oh, you got what do you got, buddy? What does AMC stand for?
Just anal.
Coming in hot.
Menstruation core.
Incorrect.
Andy, do you want to steal?
I do not want to steal. That was my guess too.
It was pretty close, y'all. It was.
I'm going to go for a steal. Can I go for a steal?
Oh, yes, you can go for a steal.
Because we got to make this interesting. I don't care if I'm going to lose this. Fuck it. I run this show. I win all the time because I'm on it. I'm going to go with AMC stands for Always Making Cuts because it's the director's cuts.
Okay. Ooh. That sounds like a Steve joke.
Also incorrect.
Damn it. No.
The correct answer is Assholes Making Cash.
Okay. That is AMC. They do be making cash.
Anal Menstruation Core. I thought I had it. Andy, back to you. Good luck. We got Upside Down, Host Shenanigans, Movie Mayhem, Delving Deep.
Let's do Movie Mayhem for 200.
Okay. Movie Mayhem.
All right. Movie Mayhem for 200. During the episode Favorite Movie Moments of May 2021, the boys joked that they were cast along with Dave Bautista in this movie.
I just want to point out that the prompt spells boys, B-O-I-S, and I just want to say I appreciate
my
that.
My boys!
We were cast along with Dave Bautista in this movie.
Yeah, we joked.
Okay.
So it's going to be a Dave Bautista movie, I assume.
Schindler's List 2.
Oh, no. I didn't even think about it being a fake movie in addition. Oh, no. I was just trying to think of his IMDb.
Suzanne, was that right?
That was incorrect. Would anybody like to steal?
I would like to steal.
All right, Chris, what do you got?
Let me go. Actually, I know this isn't weird. I'm going to play it straight and say Blade Runner 2049.
Also incorrect.
Dang.
I will pass.
I think that's wise. Yeah. Correct answer is Knives Out 2.
That makes sense because everybody was getting cast. Yeah. Damn it.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. Dang it.
In retrospect, that one was actually pretty easy to get.
This time it happens again.
The list keeps getting long.
Just when he thought he was out, they list him back in.
He checked it twice. It's him as Santa Claus. And everyone's naughty.
Liam Neeson is Carl Schindler. Oh, my God. Is it me?
I think it's you, Steve.
Okay. Let's do Host Shenanigans for 100.
Host Shenanigans for 100. In the Fully Vaccinated episode, this musical instrument was gifted from a listener to the boys, which they played at the end of the episode.
Musical instrument gifted to the boys that we played at the end of it. Who gave us a musical instrument? We were given a musical instrument. Now I feel like a dick.
I think it was that. I think that was that skin flute I gave you, and you and you played it well.
Okay. I can do this. They played it at the end. Yes. Okay. Chauncey gave it to us. This Chauncey, it was, oh fuck. What was that thing he gave us? Cause
it was a theremin. Say it, Steve.
I think he gave like all three, like we all three had one. It was like a little tiny, was it?
Yes.
Was it a little like,
it's like a tiny,
some type of flute.
Stop doing that. But it was, I'm going to need you to not do that.
Let me put the camera on me so people can see what I'm doing. It was this little, it was like a slide flute. What is that's a slide flute?
I remember doing that, but I can't remember.
Like a tiny trombone? Is that what you're trying to say?
No, like a little slide whistle flute.
Like a kazoo?
Like it was like you can just, it just had like a little slide and that.
Like a tiny trombone.
Pitch. Yeah, kind of. Sure.
I believe that would be called a slide whistle, right?
Yeah. What is a slide whistle?
Let me consult Google to see if that's the same thing.
Well, if it's not slide whistle or kazoo, I'm not going to steal well.
Suzanne, you judge.
I'm going to go ahead and give it to you since you described it so well.
What's the real name?
The real name is a nose flute.
Yeah.
God damn.
Shout out to Chauncey. I don't know if he even listens to this still.
R.I.P.
I'm sure he's gone nowhere.
Fine.
R.I.P. He did text me this week, so. All right. I'm going to go with, just because I want to know what all these categories are, I'm going to go with Crossing Swords.
Please.
For 100.
Okay. Crossing Swords for 100. When Damon wears this article of clothing, you know he's up to no good.
What is a murder hoodie?
That is correct.
I thought you
fucked it up.
Yes. I was so happy.
What is a crime? He did murder someone in this.
Steve got Cindy Lauper and crime hoodie. And I got AMC, hey, anal menstruation
hey,
core.
Hey, I also got nose flutes. All right.
Which you also there. Knew because you, you're on a text basis with the skin flute guy. I mean, nose
flute. Oh, the flutes that Chauncey and I have played. All right. So, let's do, I feel like we'll all do best at Crossing Swords. I'm going to keep that train running. Crossing Swords for 200.
We all do have a lot of practice with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
During the Battle of the Stepstones, the hosts refer to the archers with this descriptor when they can't seem to hit Damon as he runs for cover along the beach.
Fuck. They can't shoot for shit. I'm going to say, what is blind?
Incorrect. All right, Chris.
I'm shocked Steve didn't get this. If I'm right. If I'm wrong, it's extra embarrassing. I had
the same thought.
What is a stormtrooper?
That is correct.
Oh, man. That
would have been my guess, too.
What are stormtroopers?
Good shit.
Way to go, buddy. I'm proud of you.
I'm on the board.
You're on the board.
Well, I might be back to even. I'm not sure.
You might be at negative 100.
You might be at negative 100.
Are you keeping score, Suzanne?
I am keeping score, yes.
Okay. Thank God someone is.
I'm going to go Crossing Swords for 300.
Chris says that this scene from House of the Dragon will be his wallpaper.
I would assume it is Viserys entering the throne room.
I would assume you're wrong.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I would also assume you're wrong.
Thanks for the hints, guys.
Why am I fucking helping you out?
This scene will be my wall. Was it a joke? Because there's so many things. I say the darndest right. things. I'm like
just
that.
Let me just say, you like to stan things.
Rhaenyra.
Mm.
What is Rhaenyra doing that I would wallpaper?
You know the answer?
I don't think so. I know at one point you wanted to make Galadriel your wallpaper on your
Galadi.
Phone.
Galadi. You say her name correctly on
sorry,
this show.
Sorry, Galadi. Forgive me. Forgive me, sir.
Rhaenyra is who I stan. But what was she doing? What scene? It wouldn't be one of the many childbirth scenes. That'd be a weird wallpaper.
You just check. Hold on, let me check my texts.
What's funny? Where's my phone? I want to show the guys on the YouTubes. How do I get back to no? Yeah, this is my actual wallpaper.
Oh,
which is Damon and Rhaenyra. So
that
maybe it's that.
Okay,
maybe it's that.
Rhaenyra crowned, standing next to Damon, is my actual wallpaper. Maybe I followed through. It doesn't make any sense, but I'm going with that, Suzanne.
That is incorrect.
I figured.
Oh man,
would anybody like to steal?
I'm playing my skin flute. Wait, no, nose flute.
I bet it's something with young Rhaenyra. I'm not gonna steal. Steve, are you gonna steal?
I'm gonna steal just because it's interesting to steal.
Mm-hmm. Wait, maybe Steve threw me off with the stand.
Interesting.
Maybe it was a big red noodly boy.
Is it a wallpaper of what is a wallpaper of Vhagar the dragon?
Mm-mm. Also incorrect.
Dang it.
Oh, it probably was just a good cinematographical shot.
Cinematographical.
I said cinematographical.
Yeah, that's an actual term. Mm-hmm. Cinematographical.
Thank you.
What was the right answer?
The correct answer is Daemon holding the dragon egg with Dark Sister drawn.
Oh, on the bridge. That is a good cinematographical shot.
Super cinematographical.
Andy.
All right.
Host shenanigans, upside down, movie mayhem, delving deep, and crossing swords.
Let's do movie mayhem.
For 300.
Uh-oh.
God.
Oh, no.
In the second President's Day trivia episode in 2022, one host corrects another on the pronunciation of this movie title. One word, foreign language.
Chocolat. What is chocolat?
Correct.
Yeah. Andy's on the board.
Who said it wrong? Was it Steve? He just said, I remember chocolate.
No, Chris definitely said it wrong. Because I knew it was chocolat.
Suzanne?
It was both of you.
Dang.
Putting us on.
I made that up.
She's just being diplomatic. I love it.
Anyway, stick with movie mayhem.
For 400?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Upon returning to the theater for the first time since the pandemic, the guys saw this movie. Andy brought these snacks to augment his viewing pleasure, and Chris estimated that this many people were also in the theater. And you have to get all three parts correct.
Fuck.
Okay. I don't think he knows any.
Holy shit. So it's the movie we saw.
The snacks Andy brought.
And how many people were in the theater?
Oh my God.
Yes.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
Okay. Well, the movie we saw was Tenet. It wasn't?
Oh, maybe. That's what you guys saw during the pandemic.
Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah.
Not all of us saw it.
I wasn't there.
Not all of us saw Tenet together.
So this was the first movie the three of us saw together?
Yes.
Shit.
I think I know what that is.
I think I know what it is, too.
Shit.
That's the one with the trailer for Candyman, right?
No.
Really?
Really.
August would have been...
No, there's a sequel movie I know we saw before that.
We saw something before Green Knight?
I think so. I think the three of us saw that movie.
Hmm. Fuck.
So we have to get all three of these right.
Okay.
Yes. I assume the number in the theater is low, like one or two,
yeah.
Comically.
Oh, my God. Okay. What is Green Knight? What are snacks? What I fucking brought? Reese's Pieces. And how many is five?
No.
Did he get any of those right?
He got none of those
right. Play it like Clue. Okay. Steve?
Damn, this is hard. Okay. What is... A Quiet Place Part 2.
Oh, shit.
I forgot that.
We saw that together, right?
We did.
Yeah.
What is A Quiet Place Part 2? What was your snack that you...
I guessed Reese's Pieces.
Ooh, you do like Reese's Pieces.
I do.
What is popcorn? Was it snacks or candy?
She said snacks.
Snacks. So what is Quiet Place Part 2? Popcorn. And... Chris said there were 50 people in the theater.
You got the movie right, but not the snack or the number of people.
If Andy brought it, as in didn't purchase it at the theater, Lord knows what it is.
I believe he bought it. I think he bought it, not brought it. It is something available.
He likes to support local theaters.
I bet I know what it is.
Well, you can't. Tell me. No. You can't win. That's cool. Is it snow caps? Did you go crazy that day?
No, I don't think I've ever bought snow caps.
Bunch
You're
of crunch?
Missing out.
Can't tell you.
It's Bunch of Crunch.
That's not what I would have bought.
No. I don't think so. Mm-mm. We went through a fruit snack phase.
We did go through a fruit snack phase.
Was it a Sour Patch Kid?
That is one of his old school go-tos.
That is an old school go-to. I would have guessed it was Starburst.
I'm not going to steal, actually. Let's hear it.
You coward. You coward. What
the correct answer is A Quiet Place 2, pretzel bites and a slushie, and 22 people.
22 people!
Okay, so I love everyone in Discord who put this together. That is so fucking specific. Pretzel bites with a slushie. And 22 people. Oh my God.
She would have given it to you. She gave you
whistle, slide whistle.
Yeah, slide whistle.
Yeah, that's
what you didn't deserve.
That's true. That's true. I'm a little rascally boy.
Steve, take us home, baby. Run this board.
Okay.
Like you edit this show.
Yeah, this show's just going
to
be
begging
fine.
You to listen to the show, Steve.
I'm begging you. Let's go with, let's do host shenanigans for 200.
Host shenanigans for 500.
200.
That's fair. Only English up in here. Speak English.
It does. When you say it like that, it sounds like you're saying 500. Oh, okay. That's what I thought you said. 200.
Thank you.
Which is German for 200.
All right. In the favorite summer movies episode, we are treated to this funny story about an email forward gone wrong. Hint, Andy called it the greatest story ever told.
What is the time that Chris accidentally sent his boss a picture of a guy with a big dick?
That is so correct.
The greatest story ever. I love, what is a dick pic masquerading as an article sent by one of Chris's friends that he forwarded to his boss by mistake?
Oh, Alex, God. What is a dick pic masquerading as an article sent?
Oh my God, that is one of the greatest stories ever told. Andy, you were not wrong.
It was a giant dick, Trebek. Kiki!
My tits are back. Let's keep going with host shenanigans for 300.
During the Geek Hierarchy episode, this condiment got everywhere when one host prepared a sandwich for another host.
That would be Andy making a sandwich. Oh, I remember this. I remember when it happened.
I have no memory of this place, but I have to answer.
It fell off his sink onto his floor.
I'm going to say, what is honey mustard?
Why would you go honey mustard?
That is wrong.
That is the equivalent of what animal jumped out of the bushes and you going, what is a honey badger?
Hey, you know what?
It's not nothing. Impossible, but also what?
I regret nothing. Really, I just wanted to say honey. Was it Andy?
Honey. I would like to steal.
All right, Chris, what do you think it is?
I'm going to go with the classic mayonnaise as the most likely culprit. And
that is correct. That is what always gets everywhere.
In every situation.
I made you that sandwich. I remember.
And I ate it, Andy. Mm-hmm. That's when I was woozy.
Mm-hmm.
I do be woozy. All right. I'm back in the game with only a little bit of negative. That's great.
What are you going to go for, buddy? You got Upside Down, Host Shenanigans, Movie Mayhem.
I think we're having a good time here.
You are.
I'm scared off of Crossing Swords now because I lost the one that was about me. So I'm going to go host shenanigans for 400.
Mm.
Big swing here.
All right. In the favorite horror films episode, Steve asks the listeners to write and weigh in on this disagreement between Andy and Chris.
Mm.
Ooh.
Write and weigh in.
What would you guys disagree about on horror films?
Well, not necessarily. Knowing us, it could have been a digression.
Yeah.
But it might be about a horror film.
That's true.
I wonder...
What were some of your horror films that we talked about? Do you remember what we talked about on that show?
Andy and I have almost the same horror films that we love.
Yeah. Evil Dead 2013.
Well, the thing for sure is... Your,
we would have talked about It Follows. We would have talked about Evil Dead.
The Descent, Event Horizon. But nothing Andy and I would have argued about comes to the forefront of my mind in that moment.
And this was about what kind of movies?
Horror films, supposedly, right?
What kind?
That was a massive hint.
That sounds like
I know. We were arguing over how to pronounce the word horror.
Correct.
Thank you, Suzanne. I win.
You are so welcome.
The prompt is, what is the correct pronunciation of the word horror? FYI, Steve says it sounds like whore 2021.
Why does it say horror 2021?
That's what you said back then, but you no longer feel that way. They wanted to date it so you don't get canceled.
If you listen to me in the year 2023, I have a much more developed vernacular.
It's very refined.
The horror years.
What I call my horror years.
Oh, the horror.
Now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. You know, times are tough. We just got through COVID, right? Everybody's been stuck in their homes for years. We're readdressing life itself. We don't know what's going on. We know that we need to get to the gym. I know I do. I know I need to eat healthy. I got to take vitamins. I got to take minerals. I got to go get a physical every 6 months or so. Sometimes I do it every 2 or 3 years just to see what'll happen. But I know that I need to do it. But it's easy to sweep mental health under the rug. It's the only illness that tells you that you don't have it. And it's really difficult to start looking into. You know, you got to drive. Where do you find a therapist? Is there a therapist store? I don't know of one, but there is an app called BetterHelp that'll help link you with a therapist to suit all of your needs. You can shop through hundreds, nay, thousands of different therapists and find one that helps you get through the day, that helps you address the problems that you're having. And if at any time you feel like they're not, you can easily switch therapists or stop at any time. Mental health has never been easier to access than it is with BetterHelp. Our own host, Steve, has been using it ever since we started being sponsored by BetterHelp, and he says that it has helped him immensely. So when you want to be a better problem solver, therapy can get you there. Visit betterhelp.com/streamingthings today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/streamingthings. I'm going to go host shenanigans for 500.
Always going for the big one.
All right. In the WandaVision episode, this Malifor, a mixture of two idioms, was creatively coined by one of the hosts.
Creatively coined a mixture of idioms. Stupefied I am right now.
I assume similar to like a WandaVision.
Sure. A Malifor, if you will.
It's
sort of like a portmanteau, but for idioms.
Came up with it my whole years.
Dang.
That's hard. I don't remember this. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't really remember our episode on WandaVision
Wanda. I know it was Agatha all along. I don't think that's affording me any hints at this moment. Mm. Let's see here.
I do declare. Just getting all southern with it.
Yeah, I just keep thinking of...
We're just here watching us WandaVision in Savannah, Georgia. Mm-hmm. It sure is hotter than the Dickens under this here, sir.
Coined...
Sweeter than...
Did I coin the Malifor?
I cannot say. Mostly because I do not know.
Ooh, we have stumped the host.
That's okay. Just because... If it's like a Steve Malifor, it's going to have a different flavor than a Chris Malifor and so on and so forth, right? Mm. Steve's is
going to... It does have a flavor.
Mm. Spicy?
Sometimes spicy.
Sweet or savory?
Savory. Definitely savory.
I'm going to have to just forfeit.
You're not even gonna pose a Malifor of your own?
I could mix two idioms, but I feel like that would be a random thing to do. How about this? I'm going to sweep it under the rug. And I'm also going to kill two birds with one stone. So in this instance, I said I would sweep two birds into a stone.
That is incorrect.
Damn.
Steve, you felt like you had a light bulb moment.
I feel like it might have something to do with the boys. Like that's since like two birds, one stone. It's like two kids.
One cup.
That's what I'm going for. Two kids, one cup.
That's horrifying.
Oh, God.
Andy, do you have anything?
I don't.
All right. What was the correct answer, Suzanne?
Correct answer is the beans are out of the bag.
Mixture of spill the beans and the cat is out of the bag. I would really love to hear the context of what this was. The beans are out of the bag.
Andy.
Oh, my God.
This is chance, buddy. Crossing swords.
For 400?
Yes, please.
In the coverage for House of the Dragon, Episode 4, King of the Narrow Sea, these are the proposed words and sigil of Steve's house.
Fuck.
Oh, man. It probably, dude, I would be open to just my housework just being fuck, period. fuck. With like an eye rolling
13th emoji. Of his name.
All right.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Always thinking.
Good God. Okay.
Good God.
The sigil is a peach and the terms are clap these cheeks, my lord.
That'd be my house.
Yeah, that's Chris's house.
I'm just saying we probably threw it your way.
That is incorrect.
Steve, would you like to steal your own house words?
I'm just going to say what I just said earlier. So my house such sigil is just the eye rolling emoji with the words fuck.
It's very close, but still incorrect.
Close, but like no cigarette.
I feel like the eye rolling emojis.
Is that a Malifor? I'm going to not.
I know, man. The beans are out of the bag at this point.
I'm not going to steal.
Man, not going to steal. Coward.
I would have said such a good guy.
The beans are out of the bag.
She said it was close, so I'm lost.
All right. What was the correct answer?
All right. The proposed words are let people consensually fuck.
Yes.
The sigil is a picture of Otto Hightower doing the finger in a circle.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Let people consensually fuck.
Let them do it. God, crossing swords is hard.
I don't remember anything we've said over the past 5 years.
No.
Who are you people? I'm going to say Arnold and Kreese.
For some reason, I want to call you Rescue Grenade.
And that's Ignatius?
Steve, is it
you? Oh, is it me?
It is Steve.
I think we need to delve deeper.
Yeah, we haven't done any delve deep. Let's do delve deep for 200.
From Rings of Power, Episode 4, The Great Wave, finish this line from a popular character that was highlighted in the episode. Hey, you calling me a liar in my own house? ...
Ooh, pop. So I feel like, so this is definitely a...
I know this one.
Do you know this one?
I do.
All right.
That was the Numenor, that was, Elendil's, right? House, right?
Oh, I thought it was, this sounds like a Durin thing.
Oh, Papa Durin maybe?
Yeah, like, because...
Well, there's two daddy issues characters.
Right, but I'm saying, what's his name? Dude goes to his house, goes to the elves or the dwarves to try to get their help to build the thing for Celebrimbor.
Celebrimbor?
Yeah, and then so like I can see Durin like, oh, you
scout. Talking about Elrond when he went there.
Elrond, I don't know why I couldn't think of Elrond's name. Okay, hey, you calling me a liar in my own house?
Bitch.
Give it to them. Give me the meat and give it to me raw.
That was my version.
I would like to steal.
Andy stealing.
That's a recipe for strong gravy.
No!
Very, very good. That is a recipe for strong gravy.
God. Some strong gravy.
Oh.
That's a recipe for some strong gravy.
That's a recipe
for. And you're about to get it.
It was Disa. All of that gravy. Disa said that then. Mm-hmm. Disa, yeah.
It's a recipe for some strong
gravy. Way to go, Andy.
Nice, Fran.
So does that mean it's Andy? Andy's got the board now?
No, I think it's just.
I think he just gets the points.
He gets the points and it goes to Chris.
All right.
I'm scared of that ring.
Good job,
power
Andy. I'm
trivia.
Proud of you.
I'm going to go friend. Crossing swords for 500 dragons.
In the coverage of House of the Dragon, Episode 2, The Rogue Prince, these are the proposed roles of each host for their small council of streaming things. And again, you have to get all three of them correct.
I feel like I know what one of them are.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
I think it's yours, right?
Okay, the role of the small council. We would have given Andy Master of Coin?
I feel like that's accurate.
Okay.
Steve would be, what would you be master of? Not whisper. You're not a whisperer.
I'm the Lord of Kisses.
You are the Lord of Kisses. Cupbearer, perhaps? what are the other ones? We got Master of Whispers.
Master of Laws. Master of Ships.
I would say, okay, I'm giving Andy Master of Coin, Steve Master of Laws.
Mm.
What would we have given me? I'm not a shipwright or a sailor.
Grandmaster.
Hand of the King.
Maybe if I made like a joke about a handy.
Or
I think I got this wrong.
The hand.
I wouldn't have given myself such as like an inflated title though.
Wouldn't you?
Dang. We got a review, by the way. 4 stars. The show's amazing. I really think they're going places. I expect them to be famous one day. If only Chris would stop interrupting Steve and Andy.
No.
4 stars.
Dude,
that actually hurt my feelings.
Well, I mean, sometimes.
Oh, man, I don't think you interrupt me.
I'm a talker.
You're a conductor, too.
But also, like, you know? Yeah, my role in the show is.
Shut Chris up. I'm talking right now.
That was the. You see?
Yeah,
it?
I got it.
I'm going to go, yeah, Andy's Master of Coins, Steve's Master of Laws. I don't think that's right. And I'm Hand of the King. Let's call it that.
That is correct.
Oh.
For 100 bonus points, can you give me the alternate titles, the funny ones?
Oh, God. For each of those?
For each of those.
Ah, Andy would be Master of Making It Rain. No, I don't know. Master of Cash. Master of Horror. No, I can't give you shit.
All right. Well, Chris, you are the heir of the king. Andy is the master of whispers. And Steve is the master of dick and balls.
That's right. It's so much funnier hearing you say it.
I'm the whisperer because I say that funny shit quiet.
Yeah.
That's good.
That checks out. Way to go, Chris.
We're funny.
You are funny.
We're funny. Here's the board.
Let's see.
That was a 500 too, man.
I haven't done any Stranger Things stuff. Give me Upside Down for 300.
In the Stranger Things 4 Part 1 episode, Mailbag, Predictions and Easter Eggs, the hosts predict that these two dead characters from Stranger Things would develop a father and son relationship in an 11 reshaped Upside Down.
Is this a legitimate prediction? These dead characters would form a father and son relationship in an 11 reshaped Upside Down.
Two dead characters.
Stranger Things 4, Part 1. Mailbag.
Part 1, yeah. Part 1.
Who the fuck? That little kid with the glasses that dies with. He's like the second Fred? Victim of Vecna. Fred. Because this is the Part 1 recap, right? So this is.
Yeah.
It would have to be Fred would be the son. And the father, with maybe somebody from previous seasons dead.
Yeah, I mean, there's only one obvious answer for that, right?
Bob Newby?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The father is Bob Newby. I don't think it would be Fred. I don't think we cared about Fred.
Oh, I think. Okay. I really don't know.
I don't think it would be Fred. I'm going to go with Bob Newby and Fred.
You are half correct.
The Bob half is correct. I tried to pick somebody that would have died in that season that we were talking about. Damn it. Anybody like to steal?
You said it was the part one?
Yes.
Yeah, it's part one.
Fuck.
So the last three episodes would not have happened yet.
Fuck.
So it's definitely not E-Man.
Someone super cool.
Yeah.
Steve, do you have anything?
I have a guess.
You gonna go and try?
I would love to know. Which of those two were correct?
Because that almost positive
that very changes my thing. Yeah.
I'm almost positive the Bob was correct.
It would have to be.
It could be someone else.
Who else died?
Could be Alexi.
It was...
Oh, yeah.
It was a young woman that died before Fred. I forget her name. The cheerleader that buys drugs.
Yeah.
I don't blame her.
Okay.
I'm not going to steal because I can't
think of
it. You're not going
to steal? I'm going to steal just for chaos purposes. Who are Alexi and Fred? Because they got glasses.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
That would have been nice, but that was not your prediction.
Nah.
You guys said Billy and Bob.
Who?
Billy.
Oh, Billy.
Daycare.
Billy and Bob.
Oh, because we were talking about Billy needing a good father figure.
Yeah,
and all that.
He needed a Bob movie. Oh, man. Now I'm disappointed because I don't get to see them. Yeah. I want to see
Sad. Them. Again,
I want to see Billy punching something, and Bob Newby comes up. Hey,
that's not what we do.
Hey, fella, why don't you come on down with me to the radio?
He comes
shack.
Up like Robin Williams, Sean McGuire from Good Will Hunting, and he's like, "It's not your fault." And Billy's like, "What are you doing? Stop it! Fuck you! It's not your fault." And he just keeps saying it over and over.
He cries.
And he's like, "You don't know what the Sistine Chapel smells like." Andy,
your boy. Just pick one for me.
You have Upside Down, Movie Mayhem, and Delving Deep are the final categories.
Movie Mayhem, please,
for 500.
In the Black Panther episode for Black Panther 1, not 2, the movie was compared to this refreshing beverage.
What did we compare Black Panther to a refreshing beverage?
Well, we always drink frozen Coke while we watch movies. Well, I do. You get an actual red and blue mixed slush.
No, I get a frozen Coke with a little bit of red on top and then a little nip of blue.
A nib of blue.
Just for the color. Fuck. This refreshing beverage.
This movie was like, what, 4 or 5 years ago? Oh, man.
What refreshing beverage would we have compared?
What was life like before the pandemic?
shit. I'm going to say, what is lemonade?
That is incorrect.
It is a refreshing beverage.
Yeah.
Steve, would you like to steal?
Ooh, I really don't have any sort of, and I've already stolen a lot. So I'm going to say, no, I will not steal.
I'm going to be a coward and let you answer, Suzanne.
What is a nice can of Sprite?
Okay. Cool.
It is refreshing on a hot summer day.
I really need to listen to that episode and realize why.
Steve, you're bored.
My board. Let's keep delving deep for 300.
Do it. Delve deeper.
I'm greedily delving deep.
In Rings of Power, Episode 3, Adar, this refrain was considered by one host to be the worst mantra heard in a fantasy show ever. The host also added this fabricated extra line to it.
Okay, so I think the line was something along the lines of, if I'm thinking of the right episode, it's like, it's what the Harfoots are chanting. The don't go off the trail.
Yeah.
Don't be left behind. Don't go off the trail. I think it was that. So I'm locking that in as the chant.
Didn't she say Adar?
I think it starts with nobody. I'm just helping at this point.
What'd you say?
I think the name was Adar. Okay.
Nobody goes off trail. Nobody left behind.
Yeah.
Nobody goes off trail. Nobody left behind. Yeah. I think it's that.
No.
It's not that. It's not that. I think it's the sea is always right.
We hated that.
Yeah. So the sea is always right. But now we have to remember what the funny little extra line we added to it was.
Sea is always right.
The sea is always right. Don't be left behind.
I feel like you did something stupid like that.
I'm going to do that. The sea is always right. Don't be left behind.
Are you sure you don't want it to rhyme?
It definitely rhymes.
The sea is always right. Black Panther is Sprite.
The sea is always right.
The sea is always right. Try not to get in a fight. Quick, hop on my bike.
Does it rhyme?
Blind people.
It's an approximate rhyme.
My ass is really a sight.
We're tight. That was right tight. There, Steve. Well, but that's a lie.
I didn't want to be presumptuous.
I don't know, man.
Right. Okay, the sea is always right. It's day before it's night.
I'm going to give it to you. That's so close.
Hey, what was the funny one?
The sea is always right. In the day and in the night.
Nice. That was close.
Wait, what was it?
In the day and in the night.
Okay. Hey, we did right, it. Right. I think Chris said that. I think that was a you thing.
I'm not taking credit for that.
Me judge.
Malifor. Me judge. I'm going to keep saying Malifor.
Is it still me?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I'm being greedy. Ooh, baby. I'm delving deeper.
Deeper.
400. Give me that delving deep for 400.
In the Lord of the Rings, the Fellowship of the Ring episode, a host uses this non-word descriptor for things relating to a specific Northwestern European country.
Northwest Europe would be Scotland?
This uses non-word? This
non-word descriptor.
Is this mainland Europe? Is this non-Europe?
It is mainland Europe, and it was very offensive to our friend Enza.
This is Belgium.
What is Belgian brutes? No. Oh, it's a non-word descriptor. Okay. You're looking at me. I'm just going to pass and take the hit on this idea. So I can hear what you say.
I would like to steal.
Okay. What did you say?
What is Belgiumese? That's what I thought.
No.
What?
That's not it.
You've definitely said that
I did
before.
Say that.
You've definitely said that before.
Now I'm okay. lost.
That doesn't count
what
as a non-word.
What was the question again?
Non-word descriptor.
For?
So a host uses this non-word descriptor for things relating to a specific Northwestern European country. Non-word descriptor. For a specific country.
If it's not Belgiumese, dibs on skins.
Belgiumese. Well, I mean, so it has to be Belgium, right?
Yes.
Belgiumese, Bel.
Unless it was, no.
Well, if it's a... It could be, so it's...
I was thinking about something with France.
It could be France. Like, it could be, like, Belgian-esque, and that's why she would be offended, because we...
But it's a non-word descriptor, so...
Right.
It's not the actual word. It's not a real word.
Right.
What is Belgish?
That is correct.
What? Nice. Belgish? Andy, give me some skin on that
yes.
one.
Good save.
Coming in hot. Holy cow, what is Belgish? Seeing that spelled out makes me uncomfortable. I don't know why.
I don't believe that's not a word.
All right, Chris, you got three.
I'm going to go upside down for 400.
Steve counted this many will calls in your season one coverage of Stranger Things.
69. Done.
That is incorrect.
Will.
Absolutely no clue.
112.
Steve, you're the only one that could possibly answer this.
I know I definitely got into the 30s at one point. Because remember, it's pretty strong the first couple episodes yeah. and mm-hmm. it drops off a cliff.
Out. For plot reasons.
Yeah, because he's
they
there.
Find Will.
I'm going to say 34.
Also incorrect.
Mm, dang. How off were we?
Chris was very close.
69.
Give it to me.
What was it? What was it?
Yeah, nobody's
67.
Left. Oh my God.
Oh, yeah. they got the math listed out. So 23 plus 17 plus 3 plus 0 plus 8 plus 4 plus 12.
Equals 69.
That was pretty close, man. Good job.
Yeah.
Andy, you've got 500 upside down or 500 delve deep?
Let's go with upside down.
During the Stranger Things D&D campaign trivia episode, Chris rolled this number on the dice to grant them access to this specific amount of money in a cash register. And then for an additional 100 points, you can tell me the number of bills and coins that made up the total.
Well, that's impossible. Okay.
Andy, I'm begging you to listen to the show.
Chris rolled a 12 to give us access to
I think I know the dollar amount and the makeup of the dollar.
$1.50 that was a single, a quarter, two dimes, and a nickel.
All incorrect.
No, there, that was correct.
I would have said 11. I think I rolled an 11 and got real excited or something.
Oh, okay.
I know the last thing
get
that I rolled.
It.
That
we get rolled. On it, you coward. Put your money where your mouth is.
No, I think I might have a slightly positive.
Oh yeah, didn't we lose?
Score? Yeah, because I rolled a one or yeah. some shit.
You were literally 1 point away from.
Like if I'd have rolled a two, we would have won.
You had the worst ending possible by one roll. Yeah. And it was like, well, fuck, everyone died. This is a bummer.
The end.
The end.
Steve, why don't you steal?
Okay,
you're the one that made up that absurd dollar amount.
Well, the bill and coins makeup was an improv because you were so adamant about going through it.
I remember you angrily saying, okay, this is what's in there.
Yeah.
So I'm saying.
Chris, roll this number. So I don't know. I think I can get the dollars. I don't know if I can get the dice roll.
That's definitely the harder part is the dollars.
Is it?
He was convinced that he rolled an 11.
Okay. I'm going to say the dice roll.
Don't go on that.
No, I'm going to do it. You're a part of this now. You're a part of this.
No,
too.
I take zero blame.
As the Riddler would say, you're a part of this too. I say.
I'm the Rizzler.
Fuck off. I'm going to say he rolled an 11. I'm going to say they had $5.25 in monies. They had $3 bills and the rest were in quarters.
That is shockingly wrong.
Oh, okay. Shockingly wrong.
Shockingly wrong.
Dang, she didn't have to go hard like that.
It's a 20 on the die.
Oh, wow.
And 10.75, a $10 bill in three quarters.
That's very Steve thing to do.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
All right. All right.
Hey.
Steve, you're going to take us home, baby.
Oh, okay. Delve D for 500.
All right. In Rings of Power, Episode 1, Shadow of the Past, this joke was made in reference to Morgoth and his destructive behavior.
Shadows of the Past. This joke is made in reference to Morgoth and his. Do you know it?
Can I give you something, maybe? Just see how this feels on you.
Okay, lay it on me.
Because I'm looking at like that name. I'm looking at this situation, and I'm thinking of the low-hanging fruit, idiot, joker that I am. And I would say something like, maybe he should have been a little less goth, right? That's just me now. Maybe we never said that.
I'm pretty sure you made that joke. Like, I'm willing to bet money you made that joke.
Okay.
I don't know if it's referring to his destructive behavior, right?
It could be.
It could be. Ooh.
Is that a hint? Or
sounds like Suzanne's trying to steer us somewhere.
Should have seen Steve's face. Oh, you can't see Steve's face. Yay.
Okay. What is that more goth joke? You should less be less goth.
Yes. So what you're saying is we need less goth.
He needs to be less goth. Way to go, Chris. Thank you for nice. Those points.
I'm like, that's the first joke I can, I'm just coming up with it fresh right now. That's what percurrent me would say.
Is there a final Jeopardy round, Suzanne?
We split those points, Suzanne.
There is a final Jeopardy round. You're all negative, so I don't know how we want to handle betting, but let's just say whoever gets final Jeopardy can be the winner.
Fair.
All right.
Okay, so if two of us tie, somebody's going skiing for the prize? You see what I'm saying?
If you tie, I have a tiebreaker.
Okay.
Oh, there's a tiebreaker.
They came prepared.
I have a computer to write my final Jeopardy answer down.
You're going to Google it.
Andy, do we need paper for this or like, I guess not since we're not really betting anything.
No, you should not need paper for this.
Okay. All right.
According to the Spotify stats for Streaming Things, the show created this many minutes of new content in 2022.
Steve, you cheating bastard.
Well, that's not fair.
Here, I'm going to pull it up, but not look at it.
I don't believe
it. And see if it's at what Spotify sent me. I'm going to see if it's accurate.
This many minutes.
Okay. It's around there. I'm going to say we created. Oh, wait. No, that's not how it works, right?
Correct. You write it or you.
Do we have to get the number 100% accurate, or is it one of those, like, if we're super close to it, we're golden?
No. If you ain't first, you're last. Our listeners are trying to teach us what life is like, Steve. It is cruel and unyielding.
Since somebody has to win, let's say we'll do Price is Right rules. And whoever's closest without going over can win.
I got an easy strat for this, then.
You dick. You dick. All right.
I think. Hang on.
All right. Andy, let me know when you got a number.
Okay. I got it.
I have a number.
How many episodes we probably did.
Yeah. So how confident are you in your answer, Chris?
Well, 100%.
100%?
100%.
That's a lot of confidence.
You ever seen the movie Vengeance, written by BJ Novak last year?
No, I did not.
100%.
The podcaster in Texas
movie? Yeah, it's a great movie.
Andy looks like he's doing some maths on his phone.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay, you go first.
69.
Okay. Steve, what's your guess?
I'm guessing 93,000.
And Andy?
I was going to guess 5,001.
The correct answer is 6,878. So Andy is our big winner, which he actually was the least negative anyway. So that's good.
What was the number you guys had out of curiosity?
69.
6,878.
Okay. That's the same number they sent me.
Nice.
Woo!
Yeah, Andy won.
I win.
One to nothing.
You are the stream thing.
Mr. President.
Handy's all around.
For Andy? No, that's not how it works, Andy. I win. I get to give everybody handies.
Yay.
Andy, no.
That was fun.
That's not the prize. Oh, hi, Pippin. God. Did we scare Pippin the Duke?
I think we might have.
You guys are incredible. We don't deserve such amazing listeners. Suzanne, thank you for taking the time. And everyone who worked on this for weeks and weeks and weeks and months, I'm astounded. Thank you so much for showing us so much love. Like the pay our show that much attention is incredible.
I mean, clearly you pay way more attention to it than we do.
Yes.
No shit. Yeah.
But no, this is incredible. You guys put this together, Suzanne. Holy cow. Thanks for taking time out of your weekend.
It was a blast.
Yes. Thank you for joining
us. This style of Jeopardy shall forever be known as Belgius Jeopardy.
Belgius Jeopardy. Yeah. Enzo, we love you. Should we, we're going to keep plugging it, right? We got plugs we got to do.
Yeah. The merch store.
We have a merch store. Suzanne, you don't even know about this.
I don't even know anything.
We have a new merch store. You probably heard us talk about it on the Last of Us episode. You heard us talk about it on the Yellow Jackets episode. But in case you didn't watch those episodes, we have a new merch store. You can go on there now. You can order a Pills Baby shirt. You can
Limited time only.
You can order a Pip and the Dog fan club shirt. You can order a Classic Streaming Thing shirt. You can order a much requested Any Hoozle shirt. There's hats and beanies and totes in there as well. So go check that out. It supports a wonderful, I shouldn't say cause. It supports a really cool couple people. There's some patrons who actually listen to our show. They reached out and wanted to help us. They do West River Printing is the company. So give them some love. Buy us a shirt.
Yeah.
So you're supporting Streaming Things and Streaming Things fans. So
you can support Streaming Things and Streaming Things fans and small businesses. At the same time.
God indeed. Bless America.
That's the trifecta, the trinity.
Do we have the URL to name drop?
It is in the show notes.
Oh, there we go. Perfect.
Because it's way too long for me to say.
You know, we do a lot of merch stores in Azkaban and then usually www. dot and then some stuff.
.com.
That's usually what happens with these merch stores. I swear, I went on a merch store once and I ordered the whole catalog.
He did. He got, and I said, where are you going to put that? You ain't even got no pockets.
Oh my gosh, they have a curtillion on this store.
You should have bought a new robe with them ratty ass, tatty ass things you'd be flying around in.
Oh, I'm trying to be Morgoth.
I got me a little hoodie. It says Any Hoozle.
Oh, that's nice. I like that. I would never leave a negative review on iTunes about a word like that.
Suzanne, what's your dementia voice?
Benny Hoozle is my actual favorite thing.
Well, thank you so much again, Suzanne. I really appreciate it. Go check out the store. Go check out patreon.com/streamingthings. Support us there if you don't want to buy a shirt. Email the show, streamingthingspod@gmail.com. Yeah, baby. What else is there?
Twitter @StreamThingPod. Follow me on Instagram. I answer like DMs and stuff 98% of the time. It's been nice to talk to the fans that way. So it's @MoviesAreTherapy.
@S_May05.
I'm not on Instagram.
Andy. The old man.
Andy Most Days on Twitter.
There you go.
There he is.
But go support the show. Thank you guys again. Hope you enjoyed this little awesome episode that our fans made.
I hope you had as much fun as we did. I mean, I love that. Thank you so much. That was a treat. That was a gift. So yes, Suzanne, have a wonderful evening. We got to go watch The Last of Us episode 4. Until next time. Love you.
It's the end of the episode in the month of February, the month of love. So it's time to show some love to our brand new patrons this month. In our Try Before You Deny section, we welcome David Malfara. The Marty B VIP producers, we welcome Tanmay Jane, Garrett Pratt, Michael Brook, Professor Beth RN, Veronica, Ode Bianchers, Ibsliz, Droog, Samuel T, Drew Watkins, Brett Logue, Joseph Bowen, Kaylee Sampson, Nick, and Stephanie Bennett. In the Chocolate Pudding Producers section, we welcome none other than Renzo20, Claudia Garver, Kristen Glenn, Amanda Brown, John Cavett, Bruce Cullum, Maria Rojas, Candace Hensley, Logan Loftus, Hannah W., Kenneth Singletary, Matthew Unden, Carol Ann Quinn, Dan Wells, Max Grabinski, Kelly Nealon, Hannah T.S., Aurelio Reyes, Valerie Frazier, and Andrew Edelman. And finally, in the Friends Don't Lie producers tier, we welcome Baby Bella Twinkie Butt of Spotty Bottom. Maybe the greatest patron name in the history of patron names. And that has been our brand new patrons that we want to show our love to. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.